Ito ang ilan sa mga taktikang ginagamit ng mga grupong laban sa Islam na di umano'y aagawin ng mga Muslim ang Australia upang magtatag ng Sharia law sa bansa. Subalit ang mga mas nakakaalam sa paksa ay nagsasabing lahat ng salita ay mali kasama ng terminong Sharia law. Si Dr. Gena Krayem ay senior lecturer sa Sydney Law School. Sinabi niya na ang Sharia ay hindi tunay na batas, kundi isang mas malawak na grupo ng patakaran para sa kung paano mamuhay ang mga Muslim.
For example, the way in which Muslims pray, the way in which Muslims eat, the way in which they engage with their, their relationships, their neighbors, their family, the way in which they wash themselves, all of these things that is really the totality of a Muslim's life comes within the bounds of Sharia. And one small part of it relates to some of the common, things we would associate with the legal system.
Sinabi ni Dr. Krayem na ang Sharia ay napakadinamika at isinasalin sa iba't ibang paraang ang laman ay kultural.
On the one hand, people can think, that's just so difficult to grasp then. But on the other hand, it also enables one to find the practice of faith that they are comfortable in, that fits within their context. And that's why we can talk about the emergence of an Australian Muslim identity, because I think we're starting to see that.
Si Adam Posayman naman ay isang professor sa Sociology of Religion sa Western Sydney University. Nag-aaral siya kung paano ginagawa ng mga Muslim ang Sharia sa Australia.
In the interview that we conducted as part of the research that I did as part of a group, we realized that the informants that revealed to us the way they lived their everyday life was complying perfectly well with the Australian way of living. They were all happy with the Australian laws, thinking that the Australian laws are very open for them to express their religion.
Ayon naman sa Pangulo ng Muslim Women's Association, Silma Iram, ang pagsunod sa Sharia ay hindi nangangahulugan na hindi susunod ang mga Muslim sa mga batas ng bansa kapag sila ay nakatira na dito.
You have to, according to Sharia, respect the law of the land. You can't interpret the law to suit yourself.
Idinagdag naman ni Professor Posamay na napabalitang may kakaunting pagkakaiba sa pagitan ng mga batas sa Australia at ang legal na aspeto ng Sharia.
The thing as well is that some people will tend to homogenize Sharia and focus on some cases that happens in parts of the world and that are about criminal law. The people that took part in that research don't want to deal with the criminal law. They're happy with the criminal law in Australia and will definitely and they're happy with the Australian law.
Sinabi ni Gena Krayem na ang mga pangunahing legal na aspeto na itinuturing ng mga Muslim ay ang batas pampamilya o family law.
What the research has found is that for majority of Muslims, regardless of levels of religiosity, when it comes to matters of marriage and divorce, they'll come back into the community. They will consult with religious leaders on these issues. So it is in that realm in which there are aspects of Islamic legal principles or Islamic norms that come into play in the everyday lives of Muslims.
Sinabi din ni Dr. Krayem na sa labas ng batas pampamilya, ang mga Muslim at kanilang mga pinuno ay hindi interesadong palitan ang mga batas sa Australia. Ang pagtrato sa mga babae ay isa sa malimit panggalingan ng pagkabahala tungkol sa Sharia law at ang lugar nito sa makabagong mundo. Sinabi ni Dr. Krayem na kung ituturing ang ilang gawain sa pangalan ng Islam sa ibang bansa, nauunawaan niya kung bakit naniniwala ang mga tao na ang Sharia ay nakakasakit sa mga babae.
There may be practices that are being done in the name of Islam that are contrary to Islamic principles in regards to women, and we must call them out. But we must also remember not to just lump everything in and blame Islam for everything. Rather, we should be able to identify what are the forces in play, what's actually causing the oppression of women.
Kasama sa iba pang maling intindi sa Sharia ay ang sertifikasyon ng pagkaing halal na nagsasabing ang pagkain ay inihahanda sa tamang paraan para kainin ng mga Muslim na nauuwi sa Sharia law sa Australia. Tinanggihan ni Silma Iram ang buong ideya sa pagsasabing ang sertifikasyon ng halal ay pagkilala lamang sa batas na kailangan ng komunidad Muslim.
The fact that we have halal food is not part of this overarching we're taking over society kind of thing, because you know, disabled people have been able to make changes to the law. The gay community has been able to make changes to the law because the law in every country is meant to reflect the needs of its community. It doesn't mean to say that it can impose their needs on everybody else.
Parehong nagsabi si Dr. Krayem at Professor Posamay na kailangan ng karagdagan at bukas na diskusyon sa komunidad upang maturuan ang mga Australiano tungkol sa Sharia. At idinagdag nila na mas maraming diskusyon ang kailangan upang masuri ang mga prinsipyo ng Sharia na pakikinabangan ng bansa.
One of the things I'm, you know, quite passionate about is that we're not here to set up any parallel legal system. We're actually here to work together within the one existing framework.
What needs to be done is to have a stronger dialogue in the public sphere in Australia for us to understand what it means to be religious in Australia. And here I'm speaking to, not just about Muslim, but there are other religions as well in Australia that we need to understand. And by being able to have a constructive dialogue and understand the need of others that do not go against the Australian system, we can work better as Australia's being a multi-faith and multicultural society.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.